Russia pays Ukraine about $100 million a year to lease port facilities in Sevastopol, a city on the Crimean Peninsula that was transferred from Russia to Ukraine in 1954. Moscow has signed an agreement with Kiev to withdraw the fleet in 2017, but wants an extension, something Ukrainian leaders have rejected. Yet Russia is not preparing the expensive infrastructure needed to house the fleet in its own Black Sea ports. Sergei Kulik of the independent Nomos think tank in Sevastopol says it makes little difference militarily where the fleet is located. Kulik says the Black Sea fleet carries with it a political component that is used for pressure and influence, which makes it important for Russia to keep its fleet in Crimea and the territory of Ukraine. Russians today form a majority of Crimea's population. Gennady Basov represents the Russian bloc in the Sevastopol City Council. He notes the fleet's economic significance. Basov says there are more than 20,000 family members of Russian Navy personnel, citizens of Ukraine, who work in the fleet's infrastructure. The councilman notes that the Black Sea Fleet provides considerable funds for Sevastopol's economic and social development. Basov condemns the support Ukrainian authorities in Kiev gave to Georgia and accuses them of turning Crimea into a potential conflict zone. Valery Chali, an analyst with the independent Razumkov Center think tank in Kiev, says hostilities over Crimea are unlikely, but notes that Russia has other means to influence Ukraine.
Конфлікти і загострення ситуації в інформаційній сфері, такі інформаційні атаки.
Valery Chali says there can be conflicts and increased tensions involving information attacks. The analyst adds that Russia can also use the capacities of the Black Sea Fleet, which has not only ships, but also intelligence and information capabilities. In addition, he says there is the physical presence of Russian citizens with dual citizenship on the sovereign territory of Ukraine. During the Georgian conflict, Russia used the issue of dual citizenship as a pretext for entering sovereign Georgian territory. Councilman Basov denies Moscow is issuing Russian passports to Ukrainian citizens amid widespread reports that it is. Some estimates put the number of such passports issued as high as 2,000 per year. Surveys by the independent Razumkov Center think tank in Kiev indicate more than 70% of Ukrainians do not feel threatened by Russia. But Viktor Konstantinov, an international relations professor at Kiev State University, says it does not take many people to spark unrest. Konstantinov says not many people are required to take up arms. All that is needed, he notes, is a few dozen extremists on both sides who can start a conflict over stark differences in society. Ukraine's differences with Russia include language, as well as Kiev's approach to the EU and possible NATO membership. Analysts say Moscow could be tempted to exploit these issues, festering most openly in Crimea, as long as Ukrainians themselves remain divided over them. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Sevastopol.